Alright, this is Pure Decking for the 20th, 1936. Wait a minute, that's not right. I don't know. Does anybody have the year?
3020.
3020, got it. Okay, this is Pure Decking for May 20th, 3020.
Did I take a long sleep?
Yes, you did. And what episode is this? 16, episode 16. So,
And I'd just like to pay homage to our ape overlords.
Yes, yes, the ape overlords who have unfortunately said, you are out of beer. Fuck, gotta do the show. So, anyways, I don't even know what that noise just was, but...
That was the noise of the world's oldest panda dying this week. Yeah, give it up, dead panda! Yeah! Sorry.
Anyways, as you all can tell, we have the soundboard.
Yeah, the wrong show.
Wait, what? Wrong show, no? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm doing my show.
Yeah.
So obviously tonight we have RU486, Heavy, Nox, BSV, and Suave. Full crew.
Hey guys, how you doing?
I can just hand the torch off to RU and we can do I Have Nothing the Thursday edition.
Nah.
Nah, okay. So anyways, I'm actually a little bit light on topics tonight, but RU, you said you were having some fun.
Yeah, like most people take, 48 hours out of their life to de-stress and take media away. I like to inject myself with pure television and internet in 24 hours. And I've had some, well, hell of a fun. There's a website out there where they post mugshots. What's that called again?
That would be lookwhogotbusted.com.
Yeah, there's a heap of them. There's a heap of them. But, I was just scrolling through there, and after about half an hour, I'll have pointing and making fun of, well, some of the ugliest and most tragic people in the world. just everyone's information. It's not Hollywood people. Yeah, I got bored and just decided to start looking up people's personal information of those who were arrested. And fuck, it was fun. Because, well, most of the people being arrested on crack cocaine and charges like that, well, they hadn't touched their Facebooks for about 6 months, and they were healthy, happy-looking people. Their mugshot was all pitted face and ugly as sin. But yeah, great place for data mining. Really, it's so open and free.
Well, yeah,
it was just a simple Google search away.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at it. You've got name, the booking date, age, so you can kind of guess at a date of birth. You know, and then the city where they were booked and what they were charged on, all here. Mm-hmm. But now there's a problem with this site. Is this is just bookings? This isn't convictions. This isn't. I mean, for all you know, the police picked up the wrong guy. Now, a lot of these pictures. I'll just be honest. You're looking at a lot of these pictures. I don't think they got the wrong people. But
yeah, some on there like very very minor misdemeanors and. I think what we're trying to point out here is, Jesus, man, this big hole in security for your own data. Well, if you're picked up and placed on this website.
Yeah, no shit. And, I mean, it gets indexed, and, I mean, it's Google's. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It goes on archive.org, it goes on the Google cache, and, I mean, you do realize anytime you go for a job interview, one of the first things they do now is Google your name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
and it's scary. Like we saw a bum on there who had been arrested for panhandling.
Yeah,
and he's on there. So that's how minor of a crime it takes for you to actually get thrown up on this website and have your information published.
Well, what they're
consent
I think
to
they're
court.
They're scraping city websites, right? I mean, surely they've got to be scraping like a police. Yeah, here we go. They got links to where they're scraping them from, where people are, what this is law offices, this is police stations posting on their websites. Yeah, because, I mean, technically it is public records when it's public record when somebody's arrested. So there's this website, Look Who Got Busted, is scraping these all these little city and county websites where these things get posted and just posting them.
I think there's another good one, too, Mugshot of the Week. That's quite a funny website where you vote for the top 10 and best men and women prisoners.
Yeah, well, some of these people do look like real winners. Well, so.
You know, I think that it is a good idea that they keep this in public record, but I don't think they should publish it for everyone to see. I think you should actually have to go and request information for a specific case or a specific person in order to actually get that information.
Would they
I would be a fan of them doing it through a conviction. I mean, if you had conviction, post them up all day. Then it's, you know, the public pillory, and then people actually are like, hey, you know, you actually committed a real crime.
But what happens here is, like, you've got police officers who are arresting people, and these police officers are public employees, so their actions are public knowledge. So it should be public knowledge that somebody's even arrested.
No, it is. That is actually a matter of that is a matter of public record, and that usually does get posted in newspapers. But they don't always post the mugshots, for one thing, and for another, you usually have to go through newspaper articles to find this. You know, find out. Like, you can probably go to any newspaper website and get a listing of people who've been arrested.
I don't like that. Even if it's public information, it doesn't mean you have to publish it.
But I'm saying a lot of them do.
Oh, yeah, I know, but they shouldn't.
But they don't post a mugshot, and it's
matter.
Not most newspapers, because it's not all uniform, it's not getting scraped and then put on these aggregation sites, you know, where they put this. You know, they've got a freaking watermark on every one of these mugshots for lookwhogotbusted.com. Wait a minute. Why are you watermarking photos that are public record?
Yeah.
That I've got a problem with. Seriously.
Hey, look, I'm on page 300 right now. Okay, so does that give you some idea of the amount of data that you could scrape just from using Google and a couple of names?
Well, this has been going for a while, too, because I just went to the very end of it, and Jimmy Olsen was arrested July 8th, 2009. Salt Lake City, Utah! But you see, I mean, I just read some poor dude's name out who was arrested, you know, 2 years ago.
You mean Superman's sidekick?
Or Zoitering.
Oh, shit. Yeah, hang on a second. Let me post you a link into Skype when you see what he was arrested for.
Oh,
I love the ones that are arrested for, like, a lewd act in public in front of a minor. Like, what is that? Scratching your ass? Fuck. There's a man who's doing...
Hang on.
Yeah,
hang on.
Yeah, super happy time in jail for this guy.
Oh, yeah, hang on.
Charges.
Hang on.
Winning.
Ooh. There it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's okay, not loitering.
I'll do it. You guys could probably get busted. Okay, Buddy was arrested on July 8th. We've already said his name, so I don't need to say it again. He's male, 22, an upstanding citizen. His charges range from sexual abuse of a child, aggravated assault of a child, sodomy of a child, rape of a child.
But now here's the thing.
Congratulations.
And the picture of the guy looks like somebody you want to hit with a shovel. But in all honesty, this is a mugshot, and the guy was arrested for that. That doesn't mean this man was convicted. And we just read his name and accusations out over the air.
Public record.
Well, that's hold on. True. It said Utah here. Maybe it's his wife. Jeez.
Yeah, Utah.
See, I mean, I know it's wrong. It doesn't matter if it is, but you think about the society that he's in. You know, maybe people are saying it was all right.
Okay,
so you're
going to make me go into a joke I got in trouble for telling earlier today. So I'm just gonna. I actually did. I got work at work. I was told that one went a little far. I have a report on some machines I was going into that we were revising for management, and my boss was going over it with me, and he really liked the report because of all the detail and how, you know, he knew exactly what I had done and all that other stuff. But he was like, you know, we had to change some stuff because we didn't feel, you know, we didn't think we could send it up to management with the whole "we raped your servers" in there. And I was going to put in there some explanation that, you know, we just don't have time to take your servers out to dinner first, and movies are expensive these days. And I was told that that joke was going a little far, so. But yeah, he fell over. Now he fell over out of his desk chair, so I mean it was worth it. But it's still. But yeah. Anyways.
Well, let's just say I've pulled up.
I don't know, man.
A little bit of Buddy's
information.
They might
not tell the difference.
And it was two children.
You pull it up on people there.
No, just general Google searching. I've managed to pull up his old MySpace account to where it has a picture of his house, quite a nice house in the woods, and the front page seems to have a Ku Klux Klan member holding a fucking noose.
This guy is
a captain of the douchebag. I live with no fear, in fact, quite the opposite. Our generation is expected to die before our parents. This guy's a nutter.
Well, I mean, okay, here's the point, though, that we were going to make about this, and this is why RU was going absolutely insane. This is somebody's name, and when they were arrested, and a city. And from that, and Google, or people, PIPL.com, great way to... what I usually use PIPL.com for is when I see a username has broken into a server at work, I'll look it up on there and see if they're using that shit for, like, their MySpace or Facebook or forums and stuff, and usually they are. So it's a great way of tracking down people who've broken into our servers, but that's not the point. Because we're not entirely 100% sure, but it gives you something to go on, right?
I'll get his email address here if you want.
Oh, my God.
It's, I won't say where it's actually hosted, but his email address, his actual name is OneEyedMonster13.
Oh,
God's sake.
Never mind. You guilty.
Live on show, targeting here, but I mean, according to this, he is a pedophile, so I guess he deserves it. But
and also, too, he's got the Rise of the White Nation, the Union Will Rise Again.
<For God's sake.
laughs> This guy's all sorts of fail.
Winning.
Yeah. So, yeah. Did you find a news article saying he actually was convicted? Because surely that would be... I mean, that's a matter of public record, too, so you'd think...
Let me just find whether he was convicted.
I mean, we're sitting here, verbally assaulting this poor guy on air, and we don't know if he was convicted.
And that's the problem with that service, really, is that, they say on there, oh, these people weren't convicted, they're innocent until proven guilty, yada, yada, yada. Somebody reads shit like that, sodomy of a child, yeah, the guy's guilty in your mind, immediately. Let's say it wasn't him. Maybe it was his twin brother or evil twin from another dimension or something fucked up like that. And his life is now completely destroyed.
Well, from that picture and from what are you saying about his MySpace page, I'm not that concerned about it. But
Me neither. But, that just kind of goes... It's an illustration.
Well, but the thing on it is... come to think of it, this is why. That right there is why they... when I had jury duty about a month back, they instructed us not to search for any fucking thing on the internet about the case, and it's because stuff like that, we immediately have an assumption on this guy that, one, we're acting like he did it. Two, we're looking up his shit and finding out all this, crazy-ass white power shit, and so it's like, definitely he's guilty. I mean...
All right. I get some more update. Like, this is just live. We're doing this right now, and I'm not really trying that hard. His grandfather was also charged with sexual abuse of a minor.
For fuck's sake.
I don't think he's gone to court yet. I think he's still being held.
That probably makes sense because, like I said, I just had jury duty, and the guy was arrested in 09. So.
I'm just pulling up the police report now.
So this guy hasn't even been on trial yet. So I went the way I found that particular profile is I went on lookwhobusted.com and I clicked last up at the top and I just started laughing because of the guy's name. It's comic book character name, right? So
yeah.
Oh wow! I didn't even scroll down. Check out this guy from Salt Lake who was arrested in 07.
With tattoos.
Yeah, the tattoos guy.
Holy shit. He has a fun list of charges.
Let's see here. Public Curtis here was hold for aggravated assault by a prisoner, escape, weapons violation, restricted person, wreck, transfer, stolen motor vehicle. So he escaped from prison, stole a car, got a gun, fleeing, causing property damage, bodily injury, suspect, DL format. Forfeit of VH. Oh, forfeit a vehicle. Okay, so he then he ditched his car, stole something, murder, aggravated assault by a prisoner, yet another weapons violation, escape, aggravated robbery, murder. And his face, he's covered in tattoos, and he's got script all over his forehead, and
and he's still wearing his orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, in the mugshot, he's wearing the orange jumpsuit. So it's just like, awesome. Yeah.
I think that's a no contest plead there.
I tell you what, when you're doing your social engineering exercises and you're building fake Facebook, MySpace, and OkCupid profiles, this is a great place to come for profile pictures.
It is.
Oh, man. It is cool.
Leave the lookwhogotbusted.com watermark in there. Just
Well, there was that guy who used his, what was that show? To Catch a Predator. He has his actual MySpace profile was his sex offender registry mugshot.
Anyways.
Yeah, it looks like this guy's still sitting and waiting, so, yeah. Him and Granddad is in there, because Granddad's up on 15 felony charges of child sexual assault as well.
Oh, wow, man.
So, yeah, it's a good fucked up family, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't feel bad. That's like a downer for the show. So let's talk about something more of an upper. That would be the CDC has put out their Preparedness 101 for a zombie apocalypse.
Dun, dun, dun!
In case anybody who hasn't noticed, much to the chagrin of everyone,
winning,
I have fixed the soundboard. So,
yes.
But anybody not have the link to this? This is hilarious because it's actually on the emergency.cdc.gov/social-media/zombies_blog.asp. So they're running IIS.
I can't spell that. Can you put a link in there?
Yes, I just do it in Skype. So, yeah. They've got a brief history of zombies. Better safe than sorry. And they've got a list of what to have in the kit. Now, I've skimmed through this posting here. And there is one thing in the CDC report when it comes to zombie apocalypse that they have not touched on. And it's very important in the middle of a zombie apocalypse. And that would be your self-defense weaponry. You know, if it comes to it, you pick up the woodshed axe and you get the zombies away from your family. Let alone, I mean, firearms are really the way to go. Of course, that makes noise, and most zombies are attracted to noise. But they don't cover self-defense at all in this CDC posting. Mostly it's, you know, mostly they talk about having a survival kit and, you know, having an evacuation plan.
This is general disaster planning. It looks like they just wanted to hype up their general disaster planning with a cool new title.
Yeah, it's all marketing, but still, it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay, well...
Zombie is serious business.
Hey, if you've read the Zombie Survival Guide, that's got great real-world survivalism techniques in it. Heavy, were you going to say something?
The zombies got him.
And I guess the zombies did just get him. So
always read your manuals, kids.
All right, then, if this CDC guide is shit, what should you have in your... Yep, we just lost Heavy. let me kill him.
Ready for tethered data.
Okay, zombies got him. Cut off his head. Heavy's back. We got Heavy back.
Oh, no, zombie invasion.
Is that Heavy or a Wookiee?
Heavy, were you bitten by the zombies? Do we need to cut your head off? So, okay, well, let's...
clearly the government didn't put the lobotomizer on the actual... Let's see.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's pull out one of the old. Let's pull out one of the old topics. How do you deal with a member of the party who's clearly hiding a zombie bite?
Thank you. You know,
take their head off.
Take their head off. Yeah. How are you gonna take their head off?
Take their head off.
Any way possible.
Nice.
Use a rusty spoon.
Well, yeah, but they've got
if you have to.
Well, I mean, we had that story on IHN.
Challenge.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy, have you got like major delay here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking over everybody again.
I think I do.
Heavy, why don't you hang up and rejoin the call?
Close the web browser.
Cutting edge technology here.
Woohoo!
Multitasking on a phone.
Winning.
Yeah. Yeah. Good old Charlie Sheen there. Anyways.
Whatever happened to him?
His show went to shit, and nobody cared anymore.
Oh, did Osama bin Laden die?
Yep.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yep, that happened too. in all seriousness, what should you have in your zombie survival kit then, since, the CDC is obviously not going to give us a good guide here?
sewing kit.
An amputation kit.
Amputation
kit. Does get there. Toasty! Gotta cut off your hand in case it goes bad.
We may or may not get Heavy back. It looks like he's lost his signal again. So, you know, he's tethering, and he's probably in a heavily clouded area where the zombie horde are coming in, and the zombies, you know, are using up all the bandwidth. So.
Wait, why on the bus? How could it go wrong?
He's actually single-handedly propping up the Libyan government right now and their net connection.
Yeah, Heavy and Gaddafi, just like that, man. Just tight, tight like that.
Yeah. Bros, man.
Bro face. Anyways.
Where were we?
I have no idea. We were talking about making a zombie survival kit. I would go for the 12-gauge shotgun, because you can haul out the butt of that and then put a survival kit in the butt of the gun.
Yeah, so we have major issues with that.
You can actually buy stocks that have that already done.
Oh, that's true. What were you going to say, are you?
Your kit is totally different to what I have, considering we're not allowed firearms.
Mm.
You know, we have very, very minimal amount of firearms, and most of them are bolt-action rifles, and it's pretty hard to blow a head off with that unless you're accurate.
Heavy doesn't think he's going to get his connection back, so it looks like we're going to have to go with
Finish that. Without me. Already did, Heavy.
Oh. Zombies got him. Zombies got him. He's going to go blow his own brains out, so... Anyways.
mine has a sharp and trenchant shovel.
Ah! Yeah. Going manual.
Mm-hmm. A trenching shovel and a bush knife. A very, very large bush knife.
Nice.
Yeah. Dual wielded man.
For an Australian knife to be large.
He's got a fucking sword, man.
Yeah, well,
it's,
you know.
16 inches. The Fox will tell you about it. It's 15 inches long and has a hook at the end. So it can be used as a disemboweler or a slicer.
Anybody else tempted to ask RU to do his best? No, that's a knife.
Works too well on zombies.
That's not a knife. That's a stingray.
Oh. Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my choice of weapons, and then a heavy trench coat for the evenings when it gets really cold, because it varies like 50 billion degrees during the day and zero at night. And generally, five pairs of socks, three t-shirts, one pair of jean pants, one pair of jeans, and you're pretty much good to rock, and a good sewing kit. And dental floss, gentlemen, dental floss. If your kid does not have dental floss in it yet... Get some. That shit holds anything together. It's the best sewing material around.
I got three blends. One of them actually for flossing my teeth.
And a 12 pack of heavy flow tampons.
Okay. And so
it's cheaper than gauze, and if you ever get shot, it's an instant plug.
Ow. I guess, hey, if you're shot bad enough to stick a tampon in the wound, you're already hurt.
I actually
hurting.
Have a surplus nursing kit from the nursing program at the college.
So, nice. Okay, Knox, you gave us what was in his kit. What's in yours?
A surplus nursing kit, a steak knife that hasn't been washed, and, of course, the 12-gauge shotgun.
Nice.
What are you going to do, slice the zombie and hope it gets septicemia from the dirty knife? Oh, that really hurt. I'm going to get blood poisoning.
I need to fix up my kit.
It's better than mine at the moment because I don't actually have any of my firearms at the moment. So my current zombie survival kit is a small... It's actually called the Zombie Apocalypse Bag. I got it off LA Police Care a long time ago, then sanitized it. But it's an ammo bag is what it actually is, but I've got it full of... I've got a pretty hardcore first aid kit in there. I mean, I think I could probably do minor surgery with the first aid kit I have in that thing.
Actually, the steak knife, I picked that out because it's the best at cutting through seatbelts.
Nice. Right. That's a good concept. Geez, what have I got in there? Multi-tool, a couple of decent folders, two good LED flashlights, handful of glow sticks, probably a good 75 foot of paracord,
mm-hmm.
and a paintball gun full of marbles.
Nice.
That also serves as a great deterrent when, you know, we got some teenage kids that run around here, and they like to fuck up people's cars. So that's a great deterrent. You know, you nail one of them in the back of the shin with a marble.
So. That's actually a really good weapon. I never thought of that, because there's always going to be round, smooth ammo available anywhere. Yep. Inside a spray paint can, most of your can paints have a ball bearing inside.
Well, the only problem with it is it's a smooth bore gun, so you know it's a good thing it's got that double sized trigger on there, so you get your index and your middle finger going there, and you know you can kind of machine gun it, but
it's still better than not getting any sort of accuracy with that. That's
no, you're
sure.
Not. You know, that's like 20 foot or less. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you just kind of shotgun style it and hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kit I've got doubles as my camping kit. It's basically I've like 10 flashlights, because I just love fucking flashlights for some reason, and enough batteries to last me until the end of time. And I've got about 8-inch Bowie knife and a hatchet, sewing kit, of course, first aid kit. And a bunch of rope. That's about it.
Let's see here. Heavy's posted his in the chat here, so let's see what he's got. Two 22 rifles, one 7.62/.54 Russian rifle. I'm not sure what the numbers are. A machete, full first aid, 10 MREs. Good God, Heavy. I mean, you plan on traveling with that kid?
I was going to say, do you get a free pack mule and a Sherpa with every third purchase?
That's not a zombie survival kit. I think he's got a full on bug out bag.
Hey, pays to be prepared.
Full frame backpack. There it is.
Yeah.
So when Heavy's really tired, we'll just kill him and take his kit.
Yeah. Well, we already know he's hiding a zombie bite. So.
Don't worry, after carrying that kit around for 9 hours, he won't be able to fight back.
Actually, that's what I was thinking. You're like, no, don't, leave it alone.
Well, you see, if he turns into a zombie, all you have to do is just put a muzzle on him and tie up his arms, and you can have him keep carrying his pack for you.
That's a good idea.
Zombie pack mule, I like
it. It's close, man.
We pray awesome. We pray for the zombie apocalypse, because we need more slaves. Anyways,
Hey, we're from Shaun of the Dead.
That's fucking dark, isn't it? And on that note, well, I'm cursing a lot more on this Pure Decking than I have in a lot of Pure Deckings.
It's because you're sober, man.
Probably.
It's a lot harder to take when you're sober.
And this is supposed to be the lighthearted fun show. This isn't supposed to be the whole, you know, heavy, the world is coming to an end show, but, you know, why not? So we're going to go into break here, so let me go ahead and say so a few more times. Think how empty these last two sentences would have been without the word so.
So I don't know what you're so honest about.
Yeah, exactly.
You just like sewing stuff.
All right, I'm going to mute the call, and we're going to go to break with a little bit of Patient Zero and one of his classics.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Awesome.
There is no God. Oh, Jesus.
Come on, Matthew, it's time to do a show. Get on stage.
Okay, so the other day, fuck you.
Awesome.
Awesome. Here's a gentle young man hit by a bus, tender age of 12.
Meteorite strikes 14
foot. Squeezable bacon in a tube.
Why? Dear God, why?
To give you an idea, the next night I fucked a pigeon, no shit. The crazy little bitch used her tiny carny hands and ripped the headboard off the fucking bed.
How's everyone fucking doing? Heather fucked a midget.
I have fapped with mayonnaise and corn oil. I can do anything.
Rubbing up.
Awesome.
Everybody scream
again!
Everybody scream!
Again!
Everybody scream!
Again!
Any show, on TV, brass knuckle. Guaranteed win. What the hell is that shit?
Big. Put the puppy down.
Oh, I'm not wearing pants.
Me neither.
I'm thinking about taking mine off right now. Hey, I'm gonna fucking take my pants off and touch myself. I'll be right back.
Please, wear your pants.
That's my favorite pastime.
Holy fuck!
So did the hand slip to the puppy's sewage for a handcuff.
My hands are going down like pants. What the hell is this? I don't have pants on, so fuck you. Well, this is going to be one hell of a song that comes from this.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. All right. That one's always fun to listen to. Call's back, guys. Yay. So, RU, you found an awesome-looking mouse here while we were on break here. You want to tell us about this?
As the, what was it called? The G-spot mouse or something. Let me bring it back up here. G-point mouse. Essentially, it looks like a vagina in your hand.
Yeah, it's got that quick access to favorite page or email there. That's hilarious.
Yeah, which right to be away the clitoris area is a very interesting ergonomic
no,
design
really
mount.
The clitoris there.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Got some.
Who cares? I don't need to know where the clitoris is.
Are you? Wow. All right. Well, let's go into something a little bit more fun here. I don't really have a news article for it, but we've got this video of this this dude. Where was this guy, anyways? Was it
Austria?
Was it Austria? Well, he had been electrocuted and he had lost most of the use of his hand, so he had it chopped off and they implanted this new. This is like Gen 1 Ghost in the Shell shit.
Yeah.
So, but basically, this guy's got a robot hand. Like Luke Skywalker looking hand, really.
It's perfect proportions to a regular human hand. He has it in a glove, and if you walk past him on the street, you wouldn't even know he had it.
It doesn't look like he's got the full range of motion of a real hand, but he can spin the fucking thing in circles.
I saw a picture of the control points, and there's a control point for the thumb, the index finger, and the pinky finger. So the fingers next to the pinky and index finger move with those two fingers. So it's like he's got a three-fingered hand.
That's not too bad.
That's good. Yeah, that's better than we've had. And plus, it looks like it looks like any robot hand you see in the movies, like where somebody loses a hand and they stick one on him. Now, I don't think he's going to be typing anytime soon, for example. But I mean,
hunt and peck is about all he can do with that.
Type with half hands.
But typing's hard for people who don't have fucked up hands to learn how to do. So I don't.
One cool thing about it is his wrist. Morps had pointed this out earlier when we were talking about it. His wrist has full 360 degree motion. So
he was spinning.
You're not actually limited.
that's cool.
Yeah, just grab onto a big knife or something like that. Set it to maximum spin, and you're an evil James Bond henchman.
Well, if I had a lame limb, I would be all about that, except I would ask the guys and saw in the arm, can I get a port on this thing? Can I, get some pins to read off the sensors like he's doing with the computer there? Because I would be so hooking Arduinos and shit up to that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can think of so many other things. Because if you have a true interface that's reading what his movements would have been, because obviously the full limb was there, it's not like it's not like somebody who'd lost it in an accident or one of these poor guys coming home from the wars. It's he had been electrocuted and couldn't move his hand anymore, so he had it surgically removed. It wasn't like blown off or cut off or something, so they had everything they needed to work with, and they hooked the thing up to his nerves. and can read his nerves and have the motors and the servos and the damn thing react to his nerves. So since you've got a circuit on there that is reading what his movement would have been if his hand has been good, you know, that's a brain-computer interface. It's a simple one, but that's what it is. I mean, I can so think of other things you could, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, the whole pop the hand off and hook up a USB port and go play your games, because he's got enough actuators on there to work a mouse. Mm-hmm. And I think they've even done that with, you know, hooking into people's brains, having them be able to work computers. Haven't they done that?
Oh, absolutely. You don't even need implants for that. That's
quite a while ago.
You can buy that on the market, just a
thing straps around your head or something.
Yeah, it's a neural interface.
Yeah, but
those are somewhat limited. I think you've got six axes of input, and that's about it.
Yeah, and from what I heard, they're not that good.
No, but they're you know, Gen 1.
Yeah, but this guy, I mean, in the video of it, they showed him tying his shoe with his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
sweet. And you know, like, even something simple like grabbing a bottle, taking off the lid, lifting up the bottle, and pouring it in a glass, it looked extremely natural the way he was doing it.
Now, who of us here thinks glass is an unnecessary step?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it depends on what you're drinking. You know, if you're going straight for the Jack. That said, Knox, have you seen the video of this? Because I know you joined the call late on us.
I'm generally up in this.
I just shoot you the YouTube video we watched here. I've seen it a couple of different places, but this is the link that we had to work with. So, but
yeah,
I mean,
this is
when
they asked me in the third grade what I wanted to do when I grow up. I said I wanted to build robot limbs. And no, their course schedule does not cover that.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, though, once you get the prototypes built, that's, you know, where the research is, and that's why these things are insanely expensive. You know, the actual parts that would go into that are cheap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything except the part where they're actually reading his nerves, that's the only thing in there that I could think that would not be cheap.
The actual nerve thing they've already developed, they have a little net that the surgeon just wraps around the cluster, and then you program it off of that.
Well, I mean, you could do... I mean, it's probably a microcontroller, and let's see, you said your movement on the thumb, the two fingers, and the wrist, so that's... You know, what? Four servos? Well, no, he was fully spinning the wrist, so that would actually be a stepper.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty loud in the video, so the whole thing might be stepper motors. But, I mean, still, you could probably build a hand like that once you had the research down.
Mm-hmm.
You could actually construct a limb like that for the cost of a high-end inkjet printer.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably get three-quarters of the parts in Radio Shack.
True.
Oh, yeah, and you can, you know, print the rest on a 3D printer or get that sourced out somewhere. I was actually looking at that, and that actually would be a great project. I was actually thinking that we really need an open source version of this.
Oh,
and,
yeah. I mean, all you need is the tech for, you know, reading the muscle movements that would be translated into the hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're missing. You could do the rest of the fucking Arduino, and as Knox said, the parts from Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Or an old printer, for that matter.
Yeah.
So I just watched that video then, and it looks like there is, six sensors that are wired in?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, because the way they're testing them here on the machine,
mm-hmm.
you can see, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so 8 sensors, so open, shut, rotate.
I tell you, once knowledge of those sensors gets out there, can you imagine the black market mods we're going to see for people?
Oh, yeah. Wait, it's going to be awesome.
I wonder what the pressure is, though. I wonder how much pressure and force he can apply with his hand.
I'm guessing there's not a lot of
strength. Yeah, it doesn't look like
hand.
He can actually do a lot.
If you hook a car battery up to one of those, you can get a lot.
Can you imagine somebody with, like, robot arms and this big fucking backpack of batteries so they can operate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
it's man. 8 sensors? You only need 3 to drive a car.
Yeah.
Seriously. You know, can't you just see that? You sit down in the car, you pop off the hand, you plug in the little sensor wire, you sit there, and you fucking drive.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, it brings up, like, there's so many possibilities for something like that. And, like, even just simple things like
a Dremel. Yeah, we're thinking of the crazy shit here. Think about...
Like, I'd have a tool bag with all kinds of different attachments for different situations that I'd carry around
multi-tool.
All the time. Exactly.
Have you seen that amputee guy that he does do that with his leg?
Okay.
He's missing one leg. National Geographic did a half-hour special on the guy. He lost his leg to a landmine in Afghanistan or something. Mm-hmm. And he attaches his, like, running leg to it as well. And then they show him in a pool. And he's, like, motorboating out of the water like a dolphin, man, because he's got one of those self-propelled divers. I'm trying to think what they're called. You know when you're underwater and you want to go real fast, real quick, they have that bullet-shaped thing?
They name those by brand. Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're called. He's retrofitted one of them onto his leg.
Nice.
Oh, and that dude is badass, man. He's going up and down this 100-fucking-meter lap pool. So quick.
Well, okay, in all seriousness, we've got a ton of vets who've been, you know, in the sandbox who are going to be coming home missing all kinds of random limbs, and they've got this guy who they've put a robot hand on him and it functions.
Well, I've seen they've done this with arms. DARPA has actually been doing a lot of pioneer work with this sort of technology. Now, this one here has been done by the public sector, but DARPA, they have full-sized arms that work the same way. They're hooked up into nerves in the shoulder, and they move quite naturally. Well, now, they haven't really put any out in the real world yet. They've all just mostly been testing in labs with, like, one or two test subjects sort of deal. But, yeah, you're going to see full limbs here right away.
I hope so, because we're going to need them. But also, on the same note, I was just thinking... You know, they show them working a hand. A hand is actually pretty complex. Compared to that to somebody who's lost a leg. I mean, a leg is, you know, you got a joint at the knee, you got a joint at the ankle, and then I guess if you're going to go with minimals, you'd have a joint at the toes. But,
right.
You know, you would certainly need stronger motors to, because you're talking about supporting somebody's weight at this point. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, you could... You could really help a lot of people with this kind of stuff.
I actually have seen this guy had lost a foot, and he actually had a powered foot that, you know, it wasn't anything fancy, but it actually gave extra power when he was pushing off on that foot. So it was actually a lot more natural, like walking with a real foot as opposed to just on a stump.
Well, that's what I'm thinking here is if you can... You know, I mean, if you can mimic basic motions, I mean, you know, a hand is a hard thing to work on. Let's be honest here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a hand is a really complex thing. That's why when they torture you, they go for the hands and the bottom of the feet because there's a lot of nerves there. So, you know, if you think to much simpler parts of the body, if you know, you've got somebody who's lost a leg and you're able to give them a limb that, you know, instead of needing years of therapy and kind of hobbling around for the rest of their life, you know, if it's much closer to the natural limb and the brain works with it closer to the natural limb, you know, you're talking maybe a couple of months of therapy. And then they're back on their feet, so to well, foot, feet, whatever's left, and, you know, the artificial one, so to speak. And, you know, they're back and able to... You know, sure, they might not be able to run anymore, but they can certainly still be, very useful.
Oh yeah,
as
absolutely.
Opposed to a cripple.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, you know, there's
and
that
that's
aspect
just with,
of it,
and that's just with this generation of technology. Just wait until we, you know, if we've got Gen 2, 3, 4, 5, something like that, and you know, you're going to have people who are wanting to cut off perfectly healthy limbs to replace them.
Yeah,
with,
it's going to be total ghost in the shell, full on prosthetic bodies, just for the ability of being a cyborg. I mean, because that's what we're looking at here. This dude's hand is Gen 1 cyborg.
Oh yeah, so. Like we're actually at the point right now where I would not be upset if I were to lose an arm. You know, I don't want to lose an arm. I'm not going to go chop mine off or anything like that. But I wouldn't be all that upset because then I could be a cyborg.
Well, for this kid, he's like one of the first to actually have this as an elective surgery.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's actually why this is such a big story, because we've seen pretty fancy artificial limbs before, but he actually chose to get his hand chopped off, which is still a perfectly living hand. Wasn't he couldn't move the fingers or anything, but it was still alive, and he could kind of, you know, poke stuff with it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, okay, for anybody who's wanting to see this video, because I know I don't do show notes for these and we haven't really done links, if you just go on YouTube and punch in Amputee Demonstrates New Bionic Hand, you should find it.
Yeah.
And you'll know if you're looking at the right one, because it's just like, holy crap. I mean, it looks like Gen 1 Ghost in the Shell shit. So,
yeah.
Let's see. So we did the CDC. We did Dude's Hand. Let's see. We need something to fill out some more time. You know, for a point of conversation, I don't really have any links or anything, but we know that they've been trying to get laws passed lately to make it a lot easier for them to censor the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a couple of them. I haven't read them, to be honest. I'm waiting for them for one to get a little closer. But I know it's pissing a ton of people off, because they're talking about seizing domains without a warrant. They're just doing it because somebody's accusing them.
Well, they've been doing that anyways.
But that's true. They have been doing it. And then the weird part is they've seized domains that I'm not sure they should have seized. Like with the online gambling thing, they seized PokerStars.com, I think.
Okay.
And that's... And I don't know where it was registered, but PokerStars is a... that company is ran out of the Isle of Man. Isn't that in Britain?
Yeah, gambling in America online is legal, remember?
Yeah, but that doesn't give you the right to take out foreign websites where it is legal, does it?
Since when has America ever needed a right to take out anything?
They've been doing that with pirate sites for, 5 years now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm surprised I'm still up online, man. Like, they were talking about shutting us down 2 years ago with this net filter.
Yeah.
And it still hasn't come to legislation, because by the time they get around to arguing this shit, governments change.
Mm-hmm.
So what it's going to do, you're going to get private companies. It's going to be limited. Your ISP is going to start limiting, okay, you can have Facebook at full speed, but motherless.com at, one half speed.
Well, no, they want to start billing it more like the cable channels. It's like, well, you can get your basic internet for $19.95, where you can do 10 gigabytes a month, and you can go to Google, you can go to Twitter, and you can go to Yahoo News and maybe a couple of other websites. And they want to sell them like channels. They don't want them to be independent things like where you have internet access and you can go anywhere. And then they want to do like the, this is the whole net neutrality argument, right? So then they want to do your social media package, which is $39.95 a month, and it gives you Facebook and MySpace and YouTube. And then, you've got the full package, which is $80 a month, and that's how you get your Netflix and the Pirate Bay and...
You think about it, only 5-6 months ago, there was no way I could access more than 6 gig a month.
Right.
At 100 a second.
Well, I changed my ISP for the same reason. AT&T doing its bandwidth.
You don't need the rest of the internet.
See, in Australia, we have a duopoly. There are two companies control this entire country, Coles and Woolworths. Right? They now control the internet and television as well, plus alcohol and food and fuel. They own everything. So these two companies just get together and say, no, you can't have that. And the government goes, yes, well done.
That's why you need good anti-monopoly laws.
I've got 500 gig a month now for $99, and that's cheap on my end, but for you guys probably that's a joke. And I see Canada's going down the Australian road by wanting to limit per gig instead of
They're really pushing hard for that.
Yeah, Australia is the only country in the world that started a user pay system. Nowhere else in the world did they have a pay per gig.
Yeah.
We were the first country. Now the rest of the communications players out there are starting to do the same thing, because they realize there's money to be made.
Well, it's a way for them to charge more for the same service without having to upgrade or offer anything new. It's just they're realizing that. Well,
they're going, holy shit, man. Nearly a third of the world is on the net now. We haven't upgraded anything since the 40s.
Well, and what it is, though, is at first I thought it was a bid so that they wouldn't have to upgrade their equipment. But now I think it's more along the lines of a business decision of, we were given too much away on the old plans. And, we're looking at all this money the cell phone companies are making. And so we need a different way to bill just so that we can, get more money for the same service. It's a way of raising prices is what it really is.
We've just had the NBN, the National Broadband System, where it's something like $60 billion, high-speed cable to everybody's house sort of thing. It was launched in Tasmania last week. right around the entire... So Tasmania has 3 or 4 million people living in it. And guess how many people took up the opportunity to have the fastest internet on the planet? Just have a guess out of about 4 million people.
3. 200?
7.
I was close. I was closest without going over. I won the Price is Right. Wait a minute.
Okay, so this is how it goes at my house. So we're going to be putting in the NBN. You're not fucking leaving, man. You're staying here until you're connected to my house. That's what I'm doing. I'm holding the guy ransom. I'm the first fucking house in the street, bitch. How much? $1,000 a month? There you go. You thought I never left the house before.
I'd be right there with you.
Yeah, 7 people. This is fiber to your house.
That's the thing that pisses me off. You all know I've bitched about this for as long as I've had this house. Is there's a fucking fiber line running through my yard. It's not hooked up to anything, but AT&T owns it. And now I don't want to do business with AT&T, because even if they turned it on, I'd have a 250 gigabyte a month cap. What's the fucking point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's the real point of where everything's going wrong now. Like, it's okay for me. I've lived in the wire this long. I know how to survive on the internet for 6 gig a month, plus play games, talk on Skype, and have a radio show. Mm-hmm. Well, it takes
that
severe
would be by stealing other people's Wi-Fi, right?
No, sir, no theft involved. It's fucking hard to live under the cap, and it takes discipline. It's discipline to the point where I can only watch 4 movies a month, you know, because that's going to take a gig. It's I can't download that game this month because it's over 3 gigs. You know, with everything moving to downloadable stuff off the net, no longer having a hard copy, this is going to become a serious issue in the future, is capped allowances. So we're starting to see games in the 10 gig realm now?
Mm-hmm. Well, not just with Steam, but they actually... I don't know the outfit that did it. I'm doing this off the top of my head. There was a article that Netflix has surpassed BitTorrent as the most bandwidth usage on the internet now. That's a legit service.
Here in Canada, I think they're running around...
service for that.
Here in Canada, I believe they're running about 30 to 40% of all of the bandwidth in Canada.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think they were saying it's about 30% in the U.S.
Yeah. Yep.
That's, I mean... And we're talking bandwidth caps? What the fuck?
Well, you know, these cable companies, they really don't want to see this happen. So they're fighting as hard as they can, because, you know, you're seeing this so much where technology is advancing so fast. You have all these dinosaurs of companies out there who just don't want to see this change happening, and they're fighting tooth and nail to stop it.
Yeah, but the problem is they're not really fighting fair. They're fighting with, instead of actually trying to improve the business model and do what a company is supposed to do, which is compete, instead they're going up to Washington and lobbying to get laws passed so that they don't have to compete and they can just lie. You know, the RIAA is doing the same fucking thing where, you know, who do you think's lobbying to get to get sites that they claim are copyright pulled without due process? Because, and the reason I brought that up initially before we got off on the bandwidth caps, the reason I brought that up is why does my right to due process and my right to, search, my right to protection from search and seizure, unreasonable search and seizure, why does that disappear just because I put my shit on a fucking computer? I mean, it's an excuse, but it's not a good run. I mean, why the fuck? I don't see any difference between me having a lockbox with papers in it and me owning a computer with a password on it.
A lockbox with papers? Damn, they'll shoot you over that.
Yeah, they might. Well, they control the lockbox. They know how to get into that. They don't know how to crack my fucking passwords or get on my hard drive because that fucker's got...
Yeah, they don't get a master key to computers.
One word, terrorism.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Why are we going to lock this down? Terrorists.
Yep.
Why can't little Timmy play with fireworks? Terrorists.
We killed Osama. Terrorism's over, right?
More people die from
butthurt red again.
More people die from peanut allergies than die from terrorism.
Blah blah blah. More people die from guns than nukes. We should all get nukes.
I am all for this, for nuclear proliferation among the United States. I'm not kidding. The states should have their own fucking nukes. So that's right. If California starts pissing off Omaha.
See, I like the way you think.
Yeah, I don't mind it because I'm on the other side of the fucking planet. Enjoy the fallout, Canada.
Well, I mean, okay, seriously, you think Texas wouldn't fire one off at Michigan? I mean, really? Yeah.
You wouldn't think Texas would just sort of fire one at Mexico?
And go, you don't think California would fire one at California, do you?
Well, yeah. Hey, that's one great way to prevent illegal... you know, that's how you stop illegal immigrants. You don't build a fence. You just turn the border into a radioactive wasteland.
That's a lot harder to cross.
Well, you know, and
still be so go good in the workforce.
Actually,
you know, if anybody actually does make it through the border, they'll just die of leukemia anyway. So it's
they'll be easy to spot too because they'll be glowing green.
Nuke them till they glow. Shoot them in the dark. But no, actually, if you think about it though, if Texas had the nukes and they pointed them at Mexico and said, "Yeah, hi. If we get more than 1,000 illegal immigrants this year, we're letting this fucker fly." Mexico would be up there building the fucking wall. We wouldn't have to.
Yeah. Either that or they'd all try to come through in the same year.
Yep, yeah,
just the entire country of Mexico illegally immigrates into Texas, and Texas nukes the whole. I could see it.
Yeah, right.
So, but yeah, just I think we're just going to close on that note right there. I think the states need their own nukes. So, Yeah, that'd make those federal mandates a bit harder to enforce, wouldn't it? It's like, well, we'll send in the army, so will we. Oh, damn it. Okay. Absolutely nothing. I don't see a problem with this operation. This will most likely end badly, so, yeah. On that note, I'm going to close it out and mute the call. And a little bit more Patient Zero, because I haven't had a chance to go searching for new music. Love Tax stuff, but we're playing it out a bit much, I think.
Victims are always right, so the rebels got to lose.